Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's part of what the thing, part of what the difficulty was in terms of establishing the seditious conspiracy charge.
Now, I ask this because if we're talking about Donald Trump and we're tiptoeing toward maybe a seditious conspiracy charge against Donald Trump, that's a really big deal to even say that. I mean, and I don't want to set up expectations. I have no idea what Jack Smith is considering right now. But if you're looking at what happened with Enrique Ontario, do you think it's fair to even suggest that Donald Trump could maybe face something like that?
I do think it's fair, but I think it's important, as you've already said, to temper expectations. But there's a larger conversation in terms of how this reverberates and its impact. The impact, Katie, may not necessarily end up being in a court of law. This is going to help frame the narrative around the rise and him being, you know, Enrique Ontario and the Oath Keepers and the
news and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the highest profile case about January 6th and about the riot in the Capitol building has been resolved. The jury is back. The four leaders of Proud Boys have been found guilty of seditious conspiracy. In other words, they are guilty of conspiring to commit sedition. They are looking at a maximum of 20 years in prison each. This is a very, very big deal. What's fascinating to me is the defense for the Proud Boys who have been found guilty was, we're not guilty, Trump is. They have been attempting to blame the entire alleged crime on Donald J. Trump. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also an ongoing case in New York. It is a potential murder case. There is a homeless subway entertainer who was actually put in a chokehold because people on the subway car felt threatened by him, and he died. And should he be tried for murder? That is a big issue in New York. We will get to that. We will also get to the question of transgender issues. There's a celebration in Florida where the state legislature, including some Democrats, actually post what is called the nation's toughest anti-trans bill. What does that mean exactly? Well, I'll tell you one thing that is very, very clear. There is an element of the trans issue and the question of trans rights that is coming into the Republican primary, the Republican caucuses in Iowa. And when you take a look at what is going on there, it shows you that when it comes to this particular issue, it's not Republicans who are pushing it. It is liberal Democrats. And there will be more on that. We'll also be speaking to a guest who will join us this hour, claiming that right now the signs are very clear that Ukraine is winning the war, and that should not be a long war. It should be a war that will be decided in the next couple of months. And what would that mean to Russia and to the United States? And we'll also be speaking with Dr. Kevin Sabat on pot, fentanyl, and changes in the drug laws, which may make a terrible situation even worse. We will get to that. First up, this case in New York City. And the case in New York City involves somebody named Jordan Neely. And he was restrained by three individuals in 2023. it was in response to aggressive, threatening behavior. At least that is the claim of eyewitnesses who were there. He also had an active felony assault warrant out, in addition to 44 prior arrests. The person who died, Jordan Neely, was not a complete innocent. But to put it in context, this is the way it was treated by NBC's New York affiliate when they reported what had happened on the subway. This is clip 8.
The video shows three strap hangers subduing the 30-year-old man after witness Juan Alberto Vasquez says he got on the northbound F train and began acting aggressively, threatening riders. Law enforcement sources with knowledge of the case confirm his account, saying according to a witness, the man began shouting, quote, "I want food. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm ready to go back to jail, and I'll hurt anyone on this train."
The man got on the subway car and began to say a somewhat aggressive speech, saying that he was hungry, he was thirsty, and he didn't care about anything. He didn't care about going to jail, that he didn't care that he gets a big life sentence, and it doesn't matter if he died.
Vasquez says he was scared and believes others on the train were too. That's when he says a 24-year-old rider came up behind the man and put him in a chokehold, holding him there on the ground. Two other men standing over them also helped subdue the man.
Okay, the chief individual who came forward to subdue the crazed homeless Michael Jackson impersonator, that is the way it goes, the person who subdued him was, according to some reports at least, this has not been confirmed, he has not been identified, but he is a Marine. And he knew how to administer a chokehold and to stop Jordan Neely from intimidating the other passengers on the F train. And none of the facts in this case, including the idea of 44 prior arrests to this homeless, quote, Michael Jackson impersonator. It's not that he did it professionally. It's just what he did when he got on the trains. He moonwalked. In addition to screaming and crying and saying he didn't mind if he died, he didn't mind if he was put in jail, there was a very controversial, well, you can even talk about it in a negative sense, it is a tweet of the day.
10 page notes to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this is the way that AOC tweeted. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic congresswoman from the Bronx. She wrote, Jordan Neely was murdered. But because Jordan was houseless and crying for food in a time when the city is raising rents and stripping services to militarize itself, while many in power demonize the poor, the murderer gets protected with passive headlines and no charges. It's disgusting. Is it so disgusting? This is the way it's covered in the New York Times, where they clearly are more sympathetic to the to Jordan Neely, to the homeless man's point of view. New York Times says, chokehold death of man on New York City subway is ruled a homicide. And then they write that the death of a man who was placed in a chokehold while riding a New York City subway on Monday was ruled a homicide, the city's medical examiner confirmed on Wednesday evening, last night. The man who died, Jordan Neely, was a homeless man who had been screaming at passengers. He died from compression to his neck as a result of the chokehold, according to Julie Bolker, who is a spokeswoman for the medical examiner. The killing on an F train in Manhattan led to investigations. So where do we come out on this? And what does the mayor of New York, a former police lieutenant, Eric Adams, have to say? And the governor of New York, who says something very different. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the sad story of Jordan Neely, a 40-year-old chronically homeless, chronically offending resident of the streets of New York. Newsweek is reporting that a spokesperson for the New York City Police Department confirmed that Jordan Neely's record includes 42 prior arrests dating between 2013 and 2021. That's why I have five arrests every year in those years. I mean, just do the math quickly. They include four for assault and others for transit fraud and criminal trespass. I think transit fraud is where you jump over, you don't pay to go on the subway. In Seattle, of course, with the light rail, they don't enforce that. You can just wander on any time you want to use our glorious light rail. But in New York, they do encourage people to pay for the subway. They include four for assault, others for transit fraud and criminal trespass. At the time of his death, Neely had one active warrant for assault in connection with a 2021 incident. And the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, actually was concerned about the way that that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, his fellow Democrat, by the way, what she had to say about this when she said he was killed for no reason and his family demands justice and etc. This is the former cop, police lieutenant, mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, on CNN 13.
Well, both the congresswoman and the controller, the controller is a citywide leader, and I don't think that's very responsible at the time where we're still investigating the situation. Let's let the DA conduct his investigation with the law enforcement officials. To really interfere with that is not the right thing to do, and I'm going to be responsible and allow them to do their job and allow them to determine exactly what happened here.
Okay, look, that, it seems to me, is appropriate. He then went on to talk about the 24-year-old, unidentified at the moment. He will be identified, I'm sure. But the 24-year-old who is associated with the Marine Corps, whether he is actually a Marine, or people say former Marine, but you never are a former Marine. You're always a Marine if you're a Marine. In any event, when it comes to defending him, and all of a sudden you're in a subway car, and there are all kinds of people in a subway car. Maybe one of the people's my daughter. Maybe one of the people is your relative, or small children, or elderly, very vulnerable people. And there's a guy on the car who's screaming and shouting, and he was apparently screaming and shouting. There's even video of it. And people who were bystanders were scared because he was jumping around in the subway car, and he seemed to be threatening other people. So somebody stepped forward, grabbed him, held him down in a chokehold. Apparently there were other people who came and helped. And there does not appear to have been any intention to do permanent harm to the individual. Who knows what kind of drugs the individual was on. But, of course, they introduce a racial element because apparently the main restrainer for Jordan Neely was white, and Jordan Neely is black. And that led the black former police officer, mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, to say this about the whole situation that was generated on the F train in New York. This is a clip 12.
Each situation is different, and how a passenger, we have so many cases where passengers assist of the riders, and we don't know exactly what happened here until the investigation is thorough. And each situation is different. I was a former transit police officer, and I responded to many jobs where you had a passenger assisted someone. And so we cannot just blatantly say what a passenger should or should not do in a situation like that. We should allow the investigation to take its course.
Okay, this all sounds very reasonable on the part of Mayor Adams. Not so much the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who has just been surviving a scandal with her own chief aide, who isn't even in New York, but had a lot of negatives about him. They have now since separated. But Governor Hochul issued a statement which is just outrageous, saying that he was killed not for being crazed, probably influenced by drugs of some kind. That is just a strong guess. And somebody with a history of 42, at least, recent arrests, she claims he was killed for being a passenger on our subway. Listen to the governor. This is clip 11.
I do want to acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. And so our hearts go out to his families. I'm really pleased that the district attorney is looking into this matter. As I said, there had to be consequences. And so we'll see how this unfolds. But his family deserves justice.
Okay. The New York Times writes, witnesses said that Mr. Neely was acting in a hostile and erratic manner, that's a quote, toward other passengers on the train. Juan Alberto Vasquez, a freelance journalist who was riding on the train and who shot the video, said the victim was yelling about being hungry and thirsty. I don't mind going to jail and getting life in prison, Mr. Vasquez recalled him saying. I'm ready to die. That kind of language might have led passengers to believe Mr. Neely was going to do something violent, said Todd Spodek, a criminal defense lawyer. The case raises questions about how people respond to the actions of, quote, the poor, the unhoused, and most especially those perceived to be suffering from mental illness, said Christopher Fee, an English professor at Gettysburg College who teaches about homelessness. These bystanders may have felt threatened by the victim, but they were not, in fact, attacked by him, he said. Still, they watched him die. The idea that there was a plan to, quote, kill him rather than simply to restrain him seems to me highly dubious. I'll tell you what else has been dubious. The Kremlin claim that America was involved in that alleged plot to rub out Vladimir Putin. What is the substance and what is the fate of the war? We'll be talking to somebody who thinks he knows coming up on the Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The number of people filing first-time unemployment claims is up. Around 242,000 claims were made last week, up 13,000 from the previous week, according to the Labor Department numbers out today. That's slightly above analyst predictions of 240,000 claims. The report comes ahead of April's job numbers, which will be released tomorrow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting the International Criminal Court today at The Hague in the Netherlands. The ICC accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of war crimes in Ukraine. President Zelensky accuses Russians of committing more than 6,100 war crimes in April.
These Russian crimes led to the death of 207 Ukrainian civilians. Among them are 11 children.
Thanks for listening. Tim Berg, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, they are coming up to a big day in Russia. The big day is Victory Day. That's May 9th. They have that gigantic military parade. And the claim by the Kremlin yesterday was that the Ukrainians, and now they've expanded it, they say the Ukrainians and the Americans had a plot to murder Vladimir Putin before Victory Day. And they sent two drones over the Kremlin. So what is really going on, and what is the fate of the war, and what do the signs point to in terms of when this war comes to an end? One of the more informed people on these subjects is Dalibor Rohak, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he studies European political and economic trends. He is also concurrently a research associate at the Wilfried Martens Center for European Studies in Brussels, and he's also a fellow at Anglo-American University in Prague. Mr. Rohak, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciated your column yesterday in the New York Post. These signs point to Ukrainian victory sooner than critics think. First of all, do the signs point to any evidence of American or Ukrainian involvement in the two drones that were shot down over the Kremlin?
Professor, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me on the show. I don't think we really have much hard evidence to go by in assessing what happened over the Kremlin the night two days ago. It is very unlikely that this would be a Ukrainian plot to assassinate Vladimir Putin. The sort of risks and benefits of such an operation just don't make sense. And from what we know about the level of sort of professionalism and and attention to detail of Ukrainian intelligence services. This looked like an incredibly clumsily executed operation. It's pretty obvious that the Biden administration or Western allies were not behind this operation either. I mean, that would contradict everything we know about how the U.S. has been conducting itself during this war. It is possible that it's some kind of an improvised attack by the Ukrainians or by sort of sabotage groups within Russia. We've seen many instances of fires and sort of smaller acts of sabotage across Russia in recent months, so that could fit into that pattern. But it could also be a false flag operation by the Kremlin, which could have many different purposes. It could serve the purpose of dividing the West, because many Western allies, particularly Europeans, are very queasy about their military equipment being used against Russia within Russia on Russian territory, and Ukrainians have been very adamant about that not being the case. And if indeed Russians could point to an instance of Western military equipment being used, you know, against the Kremlin, that could drive a dividing line across the alliance. It could serve a purpose of mobilizing Russians for an attack, for another wave of mobilization and sort of mobilizing support for the war. Or finally, it could also provide a justification for Putin's absence from the May 9th parade, if that indeed is the case. We've already seen a number of Russian cities cancel their own parades, a number of regions scaling down the celebrations, which are very central to Russia's self-understanding as a political nation. And it's possible that maybe that's something that's in the cards as well, that Putin will simply not show up.
You say in your piece in the New York Post, there are various signs that you point to as indications that the Russian military effort is falling apart and that Ukrainian victory is closer and more plausible than most people accept. What are some of those signs?
Well, I think the central sign is really the failure of Russian armed forces to make any significant territorial gains within Ukraine over the past months, really since the collapse of the first offensive towards Kyiv in spring last year. The initiative has been largely in the hands of the Ukrainians, and it's not the case that the Russians wouldn't have been trying to regain territory. I mean, the Battle of Bakhmut, which has been going on for over 10 months now, resulted in really minuscule territorial gains by the Russians and an incredible human toll. So the U.S. Department of Defense speaks of possibly 100,000 casualties, out of whom 20,000 would be dead just since January this year. So it really is a meat grinder through which the Ukrainians have very successfully pushed the Russian forces. We have seen a great deal of attrition when it comes to sort of military equipment on the Russian side, constant changes in command and a real sort of lack of professionalism in the conduct of these operations. And if you add on top of that the steady flow of new equipment, Western grade armor, tanks to Ukraine, it is, you know, very likely that the Ukrainians in the coming weeks will make significant territorial gains. I don't think they'll, you know, really take their whole territory in one go, but it is quite possible that in the coming weeks and months, the situation on the battlefield for the Russians will become simply unsustainable.
And you suggest in your piece that could be a threat not only to the Russian military, but to the survival of the Putin regime.
I think that's quite possible. I mean, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. It is very, it is very plausible that the regime will sort of hang on even after that military defeat. But the legitimacy of that regime will be terribly damaged by the fact that Putin launched this war on the very dubious assumptions about the relative strength of the two militaries, about Ukrainians' willingness to to defend themselves, and if that war fails, it is quite possible that the elites will turn on each other, and we already see a lot of infighting between the Ministry of Defense and the Wagner Group and various other factions. Obviously, where it goes from here is very difficult to predict, but a resolute Russian defeat in Ukraine, I think, is the necessary condition for a change of regime in Moscow.
Well, God willing. Have you been surprised, frankly, at the fact that NATO has been able to hang together so effectively, at least so far?
I think the Western unity has really been a surprise to many, not least to Vladimir Putin himself, you know, who justified the invasion on the pretext of a prospect of Ukraine joining NATO. And in fact, the only thing that the invasion has achieved thus far was you know, the entry of Finland into NATO, effectively extending the border that Russia shares with the alliance, and really strengthening NATO significantly, given the fairly strong state of Finnish defense force and military services more broadly. But this war hasn't been won yet, so I think there'll be time for self-congratulation, but that time is not quite yet. I think there still is a long road ahead for NATO, for the United States, and for the Ukrainians, most importantly, in reestablishing control over their territory. And I think much more needs to be done in terms of supplying Ukrainians with what they need to finish the job.
This is Dalibor Rohak, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and also a research associate at the Wilfried Martin Center for European Studies and a fellow at Anglo-American University in Prague. I wish you continued success and hope to hear your voice again. And one can only hope with more encouraging news. When we come back, not such encouraging news domestically in politics. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we just had the privilege of speaking to Dolly Bar-Rohak of the American Enterprise Institute. And there's a new package of supplies of aid, of weapons, that are going from the United States to the Ukraine. The package includes Hydra 70 rockets, which are unguided rockets that are fired from aircraft. This is the 37th package of Pentagon stocks to go to Ukraine since the war began in February of last year. And the U.S. is sending, in additional military aid, $300 million, including artillery rounds, howitzers, air-to-ground rockets, and ammunition in Ukraine. By the way, another huge package of weapons and armaments from one of our most stalwart NATO allies, Poland. And Poland is actually spending now, according to some estimates, a higher percentage of their gross domestic product on military supplies and support for Ukraine than the United States. And God bless the Poles for what they are doing. And by the way, when you're looking at this, I just had a thought, and it's a radical thought and a random thought. But $300 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, put that in the context of the dispute and the trial that we all followed between Fox News and Dominion Software. And Fox ended up settling for $787.5 million. So more than twice as much money went from Fox to Dominion as is going from the U.S. to Ukraine in this new package. Concerning the alleged attempt to assassinate Vladimir Putin, which no serious observers who are not in the Kremlin payroll are responsible for. I mean, when you're talking about responsible Kremlin people. One of the most irresponsible is someone with a name similar to mine. His name is Dmitry Medved. He's Medvedev. But it's the same back Ukrainian name. he's called upon, hinted that with the attempt to assassinate Putin, there ought to be retaliation by the Russians with attempts to assassinate Western leaders. Oh, terrific. John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, was asked on CNN about the alleged participation of the United States in this effort to assassinate Vladimir Putin. Here's what he had to say, clip six.
What's your response to Russia claiming that it's actually Washington who is behind this drone attack, saying essentially they tell Kyiv what to do?
There's a word that comes to mind that I'm obviously not appropriate to use on national TV. I would just tell you Mr. Peskov's lying. I mean, that's obviously, it's a ludicrous claim. The United States had nothing to do with this. We don't even know exactly what happened here, Caitlin, but I can assure you the United States had no role in it whatsoever. And again, just to be clear, and I think you covered this at the beginning, that we neither encourage nor do we enable Ukraine to strike outside Ukraine's borders.
Okay, that's very clear. And within our own borders, there is a weird war going on about handling that incredibly tiny percentage of the American population that identifies as transgendered, non-binary. There was an event at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and the background here is there was a black member of the transgendered community, whose name was Banco Brown, who was shot and killed. He was in the midst of trying to steal from a local Walgreens, and he got into a scuffle with one of the security guards, and in any event, he died. And a trans activist actually spoke about his death Very emotionally. You'll hear it. Clip 10.
Imagine that! I hate this! I hate what you've done to us! I hate what you're doing to us! You Board of Supervisors! I hate you, London Breed! I hate you, Jenkins!
Call D.I. Jenkins accountable! Call
hey, man!
Accountable.
Cowards!
Okay, they moved on to the next speaker. She introduced her scream with also a little bit of edge of hysteria. Do you have that introduction there, Jeremy? Emotion about that. Look, one of these things, I know there are a lot of people who hear about the arguments and the various rules about the use of bathrooms and access to sports teams, and whether or not teachers, if they begin to use different pronouns or use different names, whether they should have an obligation to tell parents, which of course it seems to me, of course they should. And there's so many people who look at this particular issue and they think, well, really, do we have to go through this? Does this have to be a huge battle, a huge war here? And there's a piece about this becoming an issue in the Iowa Republican caucuses, which are still, which Republicans are still leading off the election and the selection of a nominee in the state of Iowa. And there is an Iowa school board where Mike Pence has spoken out, Tim Scott has spoken out, and I believe that Ron DeSantis has spoken out. And what is the issue? The issue is, quote, do you favor or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child uses a different name or gender identity at school? Now, wouldn't you think that this should not be a genuine issue? That you would normally, if you were a teacher, if your child changed his or her name, and you were all of a sudden using a different name to address a child, that a parent should know about it? What if they change the last name? And it's not gender related. It just seems to me such an obvious question. But there's a school district called the Lynn Mar Community School District in Iowa, which last year the school board approved rules giving students in grade 7 or higher the ability to request a gender support plan that called for teachers and peers to address them by a new name and with new pronouns without any parental notification. It also allowed students to use locker rooms and bathrooms corresponding to their preferred gender identity. Where, honest to God, the easiest way to settle that issue is to have a basically gender-free bathrooms, to have at least some bathrooms available to people where you don't need to actually identify as one gender or another. It's open to all. Okay, and if you have that, and yet if for those who prefer to go to a male-only bathroom or prefer to go to a female-only bathroom, for God's sake, that we should be having this kind of screaming. And I understand the screaming, she was mourning the death of Banco Brown and all of that, but the hysteria over this is truly bizarre. The question that I put to you was actually a question in a Wall Street Journal poll nationwide. Do you favor or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child uses a different name or gender identity at school? 65% of Americans think that yes, you should notify parents. 27% disagree. That's awfully close to a commanding, meaningful consensus. Don't you think that we could move on to other subjects in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.